Amen. Book of Romans. Now, if I was to mention how many of you know the Romans Road, I'm sure that after hearing your preacher preach and looking at what you stand for around here, that many of you got it memorized. But I want us to just look at a few of the verses that we can see right there in the Romans Road in chapter number 10. And the first one would be Romans chapter 3 and verse 10. For with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with a mouth confession is made unto salvation. Drop down now to, chapter 3 and verse 23. Not go backwards, I guess. And we'll read a verse there. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then Romans 5 and verse 8. Romans 5 and verse 8. It says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It says the same thing as John 3:16, just a little bit different. Amen right there. And then in Romans 6:23, we'll look at that verse. Romans 6 verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Then I want us to look at the text verse this evening, which we use a lot at Fellowship Track League. So then faith cometh, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So every one of us that are here tonight in this room, you got saved hearing the word of God. Many of you could go back to a time you were a child and you heard your mom and dad talk about it, or some of you could go back to a Sunday school teacher where you heard about it, but you heard that Jesus went to an old cross and he died there for your sins and mine. And so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that's one of our key verses at Fellowship Track League. And you say, well, what is the Fellowship Track League? Well, the Fellowship Track League is the largest gospel tract printing ministry in the world. And in it a blessing is under the roof of an old-fashioned independent Baptist church. And we print only the Bible. And if you don't know it by this time, that's the King James Bible. And God only wrote one book, amen? When I was pastoring the church, I pastored the church from 2007 to 2013. At what time I was pastoring the church, my wife worked in the office and she had a fella call, and, by the way, he said, I'd like to have them tracks in NIV. And she says, well, we only print the Bible. He didn't like that very well. But we believe that the King James Bible is the inerrant, infallible, inspired, preserved word of God for the English-speaking people. And we're grateful that Wash Pennington printed that into the hearts of the people there at the church, and it's not changed a bit. And I followed Wash Pennington as he got Alzheimer's, and he has since passed away, but then I got a man under me who was about as narrow as I was, and believing that the King James Bible is the Word of God, and now he's been pastoring there. So I was his pastor for 6 years. Now he's been my pastor for over 10 years, and we still love each other. That's the way it should be amongst God's people. But so I just wanted to share with you a few thoughts before we get to the message this evening. And you see, I read that Romans Road because that's precious verses in the Word of God. Tells us as sinners we can be saved. Tells us as sinners we can know that we're going to heaven. And I've been used to preaching in the South lately, so when I say something like, and then we can know we're going to heaven, when I said that in a church in Georgia, man, I wondered if I was preaching or the guy sitting in the front seat was preaching. But anyway, if you say amen or you get excited and lift your hand, it won't bother God any, I'm sure. It may bother some of us around us, but it won't bother God. So listen, I want to share with you, you know why the Word of God works? Are you listening? You know why a gospel tract works? Because the Word of God works. It comes from Him. And then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so I just want to share with you, how many has ever tried to win a Jehovah's Witness to the Lord? And I asked in the church here a while back, I says, how many of you have been successful? And nobody raised their hand. A lot of them tried. But a little leaflet, that person called it, was a member of a Jehovah's Witness church, and he found that gospel tract on the road. I'll read you the letter. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
And anyway, I want to say this, that, you know, well, I'll just read you the letter. Dear brother in Christ, I was a member of the Jehovah's Witness church, but one day while walking downtown, I found this tract on the street. I picked it up. I read it. I bought a Bible, believed in the Savior, repented of all my sins, and got baptized, and now I walk in the light. Truth. Amen. He had truth behind it in parentheses. He has been years now. I have friends that are still Jehovah's Witnesses, but I have led some to the Lord. But I'd like to win more. And I would like to see if you still print the tract that I found many years ago. And we still print the tract that he found many years ago. And he's got a big supply. And he thought he was going to pay for them, but he didn't. He found out that all tracts have been shipped free of charge. And since 1978, when Dr. Pennington founded the Tract League, we have printed 5.3 billion gospel tracts, now in 90 languages, shipping to 200 countries worldwide. And so we're grateful for the literally hundreds, and I believe maybe into the thousands of churches that support the Fellowship Tract League. Because we only need $1 million a year. Are you listening? To print 100 million tracts. We print 100 million tracts every year and give them all away free. Send them. And it takes a lot of money to do that. And so when God called me to do the work of a missionary back in 1993, when the pastor and his wife invited us to come to their camp meeting, I didn't know that we'd be affiliated with the Fellowship Tract League from then on, from 1993. And so I became a full-time representative and traveled for many years, going to churches and preaching like this and telling folks what God is doing and has done at Fellowship Baptist Church. The Fellowship Baptist Church is the mother church or the founding church of the Fellowship Tract League. So it's a ministry of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon. Just like you have ministries here. Praise the Lord, you still believe in buses. Amen. And so the Word of God is powerful. Now I've got one here that I want to read to you. She wrote a letter and got some tracts. And then she wrote another letter and needed some more tracts. But she was a faithful witness for the Lord in her area. She is from, Allison Klett was her name. She's from South Africa. She says, Dear Fellowship Tract League, I have been giving away your tracts for many years. And I have got tracts from you a couple times. And the last time you asked if I could help with postage. Well, my husband and I don't make much money here. And we have no way of helping with postage. So I'm asking if you possibly could send me some tracts without us paying for the postage. By the way, she got her tracts. We sent her without her paying the postage. She says, if only you knew how many people I spoke to about the Lord, handing them a few tracts. They love them here in Africa. Oh, I feel so empty without them. Oh, please. Thank you so much. If you can send me just a few. And so if you can, I would be so grateful. And I would like, and then she names death that happens every day and a few of the others she mentions. And then after about 2 weeks, we got another letter from her because we sent her the big box of tracts. And she says, I went to the post office today, and what did I find? A huge box of Bible tracts. Oh, my goodness me, was I thrilled to bits. Do we get that excited over the Word of God? Are you listening? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Four thank yous in a row. So very much. I was overjoyed. I pray the Lord will bless you abundantly and for how good you have been to me. My husband thought I had won a huge amount of gold the way I was carrying on. You just won't believe it. These tracts will last me a long time. And we shared this on the Fellowship broadcast. If you want to listen to the Fellowship broadcast, I started that in 2008 when I was pastoring. I don't even know what a podcast is. But if you go to my webpage, brucedelang.com, it'll say broadcast. And if you punch that, then you can hear the broadcast right away. You have to find a radio station. We're on about 60 stations every day. And anyway, we put that on the radio station, and we got letters from people that said, please keep that Klett lady from Africa supplied tracks, and they wanted to send money. So we have got thousands of tracks piled up that she'll never run out of tracks. Amen. You enjoy these letters? Amen. Sometimes I forget to read them, but my wife says to me, that's one of the things that's a blessing when you preach. She says, so I'm talking about the first point of the message. The Word of God is powerful. What does Hebrews 4:12 say? The Word of God is quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul and spirits and joints of the marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I put a track together. Years ago, I say I put it together. I didn't write it because most of it was Bible. So I can't say, yeah, I wrote the track. No, God gave me the means to put it together. Anyway, Lisa found the track that I wrote. I'll read it to you. In a newspaper machine. It was laying on the top of the newspaper that I paid for, and I took it home, and I read it, and it really helped me. I have been so depressed, and I just did not know where to turn or who to turn to. But when I saw that on top of that paper, I thought, this must be a message for me from God. And that's when it hit me. Someone does care, and I'm not alone in this world. I've got God. I had so many bad things happen to me lately, and I just wanted to die. And she goes in detail how she just wanted to commit suicide. Isn't that something, how God brings key verses to people that are so down in their mouth? I was at my breaking point. I didn't feel like anybody cared, and I don't believe I would have made it another day. And then she finds the track that I put together, laying in a newspaper, and writes and tells us about us, how she got saved. She says, I know in my heart that God cares about me, and now I am saved, and I have someone that I can lean on. I thank God I have been saved, but I guess I just lost my way the past few weeks. But I hope and pray that things will get better for me. But at least now I don't feel alone. Thank you, Fellowship Track League. That's from Lisa. And anyway, I wish I had the time. I've got probably six or eight more, but I'm only on the first point, the power of the Word of God. So if I read all of these, why, we might be here till 8 o'clock. But you wouldn't want that. At least I didn't hear any amens right there. But I'm looking for some water. My mouth is dry, as it happens to preachers. So I would imagine somebody, preacher's son, he's on the ball. Preacher's son is going to get me some water. Anyway, so the Word of God, we better stop and talk about it in a few moments, brings conviction. And the Word of God is so powerful that we can be down and out, like this woman was, and God can give us strength to say, Lord, I need help. And sometimes some of us have been so low that when you prayed, all you could pray was, God, help me. And I'm thankful that many times God knows exactly what our need is. And we say, God, help us. He knows what our need is. And the greatest need that all of us have is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And so I could go on and share with you a bunch of verses there. Thank you, young man. You're a gentleman and a scholar. Amen. Hope your college is all paid for. Amen. So Fellowship Track League was founded then in 1978. And since that time, I've already told you that, 5.3 billion gospel tracks. You know how many letters we get every year? Over 1,000 from all over the world. When Mary was working in the office, I was preacher then. She started waving at me one day as I come walking through the office. She said, look at this. And she had I think they sent the original track, or they just sent the original track back. And there was 9 signatures on it, and it came from India. 9 people wanted to let us know that they read one of our gospel tracks and got saved. You see, I meet people as we travel. Listen close. I meet people as we travel, and I think it's a trick of the devil that'll tell me that, they need to hear a preacher. Well, I'm thankful that I have a missionary friend. He says, hey, that's what them little tracts are all about. They're little preachers. They're little missionaries. And when that verse tells us that we started with, we want to emphasize that again. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when we get 1,000 letters back of people that heard the word of God from a gospel tract and got born again, you'll never convince me otherwise that God is using his word. And it's so sad. I was in a preacher fellowship some years back, and he says, tracts don't work. So what do you mean by that? I was out the other day and tried to give a guy a tract, and he didn't want it. I said, well, how many more did you try to give away that day? The devil may have let you try to do that. The first guy you hit, turn it down. I can say I passed out 100 tracts, and not one was turned down. You need to memorize a line. You know, I've done that with our tracts that got a picture of my wife and I in front. And she's pretty, so they look at her maybe. And I give out the tract and say, here's a souvenir from South Dakota. You know, souvenirs usually cost something, but what's offered here is free. And so if you learn a line, hey, many times they'll take the gospel tract. And even in this area, we've been a resident of Georgetown, Texas. Bought a house there for 3 weeks now. It was a 3 week Saturday, 3 weeks yesterday. So that's a blessing. Already a door open to come preach in a church. Well, I guess we preached last week in a church as well. But anyway, we're grateful for your pastor giving us the invitation to preach the word of God. And I guess we rub shoulders long enough that he knows what we stand for. And it's a blessing that as we travel, people know a little bit about the Fellowship Track League. And when you print the word of God and they find that out, they'll know a little bit about what we stand for. So one thing I want to talk about in the next point is how precious is the word of God to you? How many believe it's good for God's people to read the Bible every day? Say amen right there. I sometimes hesitate, how many of you read your Bible today? Well, I knew I'd hear it at church, many people would say. But hey, you ought to get so into the habit of reading God's word that you don't skip on Sunday. If you get up at a certain time and you read the word of God, you have devotions, you pray for people. And many times you're praying for somebody that needs help. You don't want to miss them out. Have them miss out on your prayer on Sunday. But the word of God, are you listening? The word of God, we found out, is far more precious to people overseas that don't have it. Now, for sake of time, I don't have time to tell you of all the foreign fields that we've been to. I preached quite regularly years ago in Mexico, preached in Canada, and the West Indies, and Russia, and what was that place that had the cobblestone streets, Austria, and throughout the world. And we found out that people are so in love with the Word of God, wanting, I mean, the saved people I'm talking about, they get saved. And have you ever met someone that's been saved for 40 years? And has been praying for a Bible for 40 years? Well, I'm going to tell you that story. I could get going on stories and go all night long. But there was a group of missionaries in Romania, and they were traveling from one populated other area to another. And while they was traveling, they seen this old man out there with a bunch of sheep. And they said to one another, you know, we're concentrating on the multitudes, but let's just go down there and witness to that old feller. You know, he probably never heard about God, didn't know anything about Jesus. So they went down there, and they told him who they were, and he couldn't even get out a word. He just started crying. He just sat there and wept. You say, well, what was he crying about? He had just a few portions of scriptures, and he had been praying for a Bible, I think it was 40 years. And here he was handed a Bible in the German language, which is Romania. And he could hardly talk. And these fellas, they went down there to help him, but they got helped. As they seen how that God is faithful. You know, sometimes we can pray for something, and we know it's right to pray for that, but we don't get the answer right away, and we just want to say, God, hurry up. But sometimes he wants you maybe pray a little bit more. You answer that right away, you wouldn't be praying as much. So we don't know about that. But the Word of God is far more precious to a lot of those people that don't have them. When we preached in Russia, let's see, I can walk around, can I? I got this thing on. Is it working? Yeah, okay. When I preached in Russia, the missionary that was there had funds sent to him by his supporting churches, and we had funds given to us of anything we may need while we're on that mission trip to Russia. This was in 1996. And anyway, we had a meeting in one of the theaters in Moscow. And it was a movie theater, but they didn't have nothing going on that night. And we rented that building, and I don't remember what it cost us, but we rented that building, and I don't remember how many people were there. Didn't even count the seats, but it was a big theater, and it had a balcony. And before we went to Russia, we had Bearing Precious Seed. By the way, Fellowship Track League and Bearing Precious Seed in Milford, Ohio, we're only 30 minutes apart. We work hand in hand together. They have a shipment. We give them tracks and vice versa. And anyway, we sent 700 Russian Bibles to Moscow. And we piled them up in the foyer of that. Isn't that good? Ain't you glad you come to church tonight? You can hear about this. And anyway, we piled them up in the foyer of that theater. And this one fella in particular, man, he was just so excited about that Russian Bible. And he knew that after the service that was advertised, he's going to get one in his language. Well, after dealing with 80 people, after I got done preaching, you ever had 80 people come forward in the service? I had that happen to me. 80 people, and I had one interpreter to deal with them. It took quite a while, and they were sitting in a section over here, and it filled up the whole section of 80 people. Anyway, I done the best I could, and one man asked me, he said, "You suppose they all got saved?" I said, "That's God's business. We gave them the gospel, amen?" And they responded. And anyway, after the service that night, Mary and I sang, and we just had a wonderful time. And in that building there at that theater. But one fella in particular, after he got his Bible, he walked around with that Bible. And every once in a while he'd look in it. And we looked at one another, wondering why he don't go home. You know, he just, and he waited till everybody was gone because people flocked around me and they wanted to talk to me. And hey, that preacher from America. And anyway, enough people had cleared out. "Preacher, you come on up here, would you? You got to help me. You're going to be me, all right?" Enough people cleared out that I was standing there alone, and he come up to me, and he set his Bible down, and said, "You're going to be me. Look at me. You're going to be me." And I'm going to mimic what that man said. He was, I shouldn't say it this way, but I think you know what I'm talking about. He was tore up. That means he was just weeping. And I'll tell you how, this is what he did. Are you listening? He walked up to me, and now you're me. "Thank you for coming to our country. I heard about God when I was little, but I never knew Jesus left heaven and died on a cross for me. Thank you for coming and telling us that." You can sit down. You know, when you have something like that happen to you, you remember it. He was so thankful. And the last that we've seen of that man, I'm sure I'll never see him again. The last we've seen of that man, he walked out of that theater like this, just hugging the Word of God. Then he'd stop once in a while. He'd look at it. Listen, do we love the Word of God that much? You see, the world in which we live in now, there's people in Washington, D.C. right now that like to take our Bibles away from us. They call us a bunch of weirdos. But hey, I'm thankful that, hey, they're the weirdos. They just don't know it. And we pray for them every day. And I prayed for the president for years. I'd say, "Lord, save him or remove him." Now I just pray, "Save him." But he's not quite removed. But anyway, I won't end up talking about politics, but I think I'm in a place where I know I know that I won't get anybody upset if I mention Democrats, but I don't know how in the world you can be a Democrat and put your stamp of approval on killing a baby. Amen right there. Aren't we having a good time in church tonight? The Word of God is what? It's powerful. The Word of God is what? It's precious. If we realize how precious it was, we'd work harder. We have opportunity to carry it around in our pockets. I was in a church of about 300 some time back, and I said, how many of you carry the Word of God around in your pocket? That means you have a gospel tract on you every day. It's just your habit. A church of about 300 people, under 10 people raised their hand. Hey, if we was to ask them like that, and when we was in the Philippines, man alive, I come to the first church, they had a track rack in the Philippines. Tarlac, Tarlac. That means like New York, New York. City of Tarlac in the country of Tarlac in the Philippines. And I says, how come there's no tracks in the track rack? Oh, brother, they don't last long. They fill them up before the service, and by the time Sunday school is over, they're gone. We have to ration them. We have sent, I don't know how many millions of tracts to our, we have 13 mail centers. We have two of them in India. We have one, I can't even remember where they're all at, a whole bunch of them. Go on the website and you'll find out. And we send the tracts to We send our tracts to those mail centers, and the mail centers distribute them in their area. And that's how I know that they are so precious. Brother Thomas came to visit the Fellowship Tract League when I was pastoring. And we sat on a lawn chair in front of the Tract League, and he just wept. He says, how come people in America aren't excited about the gospel tracts? It's the Word of God, he says. And we know that faith comes from the Word of God. And he says, how come we aren't passing them out here? He said, I go to churches and tell them about, and he was representing 50 churches in India. And we have already sent him in close to 100 million tracts. And 10 million, 10 and a half million at a time, he says, we can distribute 10 and a half million tracts in less than 1 year. And he says, we have other churches that come to us and want them. And we sat there and we prayed together. And just plain, we in America have dropped the ball. You say, now you're picking on us. No, I preach the same in every church. We have dropped the ball. It's not precious. I should give you that next P before we go any further, but if we get excited about getting out the Word of God, it's predictable. People will be saved. If this church follows up in what you have started by that pastor right here and getting after lost people here and taking gospel tracts with you and inviting folks to church, hey, there ain't no telling. You're gonna have a problem here. You're going to have to enlarge the building. Well, that'd be a good kind of problem. Say amen there. Amen. But it's predictable. And Isaiah 55 and verse 11 says that it'll not return unto him void. So everyone sit up straight. Put a smile on your face. That might last me till the end, because I'm getting real close to it. But I want to say this. It's powerful, it's precious, it's predictable, it's to be propagated. The Great Commission was given to all of us individually. I said the Great Commission was given to all of us individually. We have a verse on the cornerstone of the Fellowship Baptist, the Fellowship Tract League, and it says, awake to righteousness and sin not. Are you listening? Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God, and I speak this to your shame. Who is that addressing? God's people. How many of you believe that you can get your prayers through when there's things in your life that shouldn't be there? You know that scripture that says, if we regard iniquity in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us. Awake to righteousness and sin not. So what's it talking about in the Word of God? There is Christians in sin. That's why I can preach about telling you about the Fellowship Tract League, but I can't tell you about it without leaving you and encouraging you, challenging you to be witnesses for the Lord and carry gospel tracts. And here's one more verse, and I'll start to end with this one. Are you listening? James 4:17 says, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So it's sad. I do believe that we have one person, ourselves, to blame for what shape our country's in. I mentioned Democrats again. You can't put the blame on them. When we have the truth, we have the power of God to be a bold witness for him, and we haven't done it. How many of us carry tracts regular and we're excited? Hey, I'm almost to that place where I'll tell my wife, don't we need something from Costco? Don't we need something from Walmart? I'm serious. Why? Because I want to go, I want to pass gospel tracts out. And I have yet to have someone, are you listening, in 3 weeks. And I probably passed out over 100 in Walmart and Costco and a few of those places. And they haven't turned it down. I had one lady at Costco yesterday. She said, oh, I thank you for giving this to me. I love these. Well, praise the Lord, somebody had given her one. And if all of God's people, are you listening? If all of God's people would get that excited as that man was in Russia about the Word of God, he had tears flowing down his face and he couldn't put it down. He'd just look at it every time. I've got my completed Bible now. And then that man in Austria had prayed all those years for a Bible. And Sam Thomas said to me when he visited the Tract League, he says, I can't understand. I go to the churches and the tract racks are full on Sunday morning. And I can walk by them on Sunday night and they're just about as full as they was when we come to church on Sunday morning. I was preaching for a church in Florida. Forget what town it was. And I was preaching along these lines about how God's people ought to be excited about the Word of God. And he and I stood back there shaking hands after the service. And he says, look at there. And he pointed at his track rack. He says, I've never seen it that empty before. He says, I've been here for 10 years. I've never seen this before. But I'm thankful that when we open the Word of God and we're reminded of how lazy we are in America, how we're slothful, we don't do the work that God wants us to do. We've got it so good. But there's lost people around us. No doubt how many in this city probably turned a gun on themselves just today. So discouraged. And the Word of God reaches to people that are needing the Word of God. As Lisa Marie was her name. And she was ready to commit suicide. And the Word of God reached out to her. Her life was changed. Well, if some of you would like to come up to me afterwards, I'd gladly let you look. Mary hasn't found the book yet. We've got a book with literally dozens upon maybe close to 50, 100 different letters in the book. Usually sets on our tape table, we call it, or a track table, which we brought some tracks along, but we're low now. But before mission conference comes, there'll be 6 or 8,000 of them coming. I'm going to call them tomorrow, and we'll leave them here. So then you won't have an excuse. You will have ammunition. Amen right there. Well, I appreciate the invitation to come and preach, and hopefully to have given all of us a challenge again. And I know something about your preacher. He's like I am. If you want to know what to preach, just look at what we need. Isn't that right, preacher? We all need that. We all need to be realizing how great it is. So great salvation. Oh, glory. Amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Lord Jesus, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the power of the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for many, many people seated in this congregation this evening that heard the Word of God many years ago and were saved. And Lord, I thank you that they received a challenge tonight to serve you to a greater capacity, to realize that there's a lost world around them. So I do pray that you meet with us in these next few moments as we turn the service over to the pastor. Thank you for what you've done for us. In Jesus' name. Preacher, service is yours.